Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday night. Once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Men broadcasting. I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. I thank God for all of you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Men broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines are open at all times throughout the broadcast. And for those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-O-R-D. The number 2, man@gmail.com. And once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So without further ado, I just want to take this time before our brother come on to thank all of you who've been listening to us on Blog Talk Radio over this past 2 years. May God continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to give you the word of the Lord for today. And it's come from the word of the Lord, Jesus Christ, that he sent through his messenger, Elijah. And the word of God says, there are necessary trials that have come to all that they might learn patience and the love of God. For charity knoweth nor doeth no evil. Some of you need to hear today that there are what the Lord called necessary trials. There are some things that is necessary for you to go through. And the purpose is that you may learn patience and the love of God. Maybe that thing you're going through, you decide to, hey, I'm going to do this. And maybe the Spirit of God spoke to you and said, no, don't move. Or you know, you just wanted to break out and do something else. But the Spirit of God said, no, don't move. And for some of you, you want to do something, but you're in a position that you can't. And you're wondering what's going on. Well, the word of the Lord said that this necessary trial has a purpose. That you might learn patience and the love of God. Hey, God hasn't forgotten you. I heard a sister say that today as I was looking on the YouTube channel. God has not forgotten you. And that which you ask him for, he's faithful and just to bring it to pass. But right now, you're going through a particular thing right now. And once again, I speak to you all of the necessary trials. I'm not talking about some things you just went out there and just brought stuff on yourself. But I'm talking about true necessary trial. There are some trials that are necessary, according to the word of God, that it must be. And the purpose is for us to learn patience and the love of God. He said in the word that it have come to all. So God is not a biased person. He didn't say it have come to some. But we all going through, there are in our lives presently some trials that God say is necessary. That is a must, that it must happen. Amen. Hallelujah. And so that's why you're wondering, like, hey, this thing happening, and I decided I'm going to do this thing, and God told me, no, don't move. And I'm wondering, Lord, how long? Well, that's one of the trials that's necessary. And the purpose of service is for you to learn patience and the love of God. You know, when you look at it, God is working on us all. And maybe, you know, you had a patience problem, okay? And you know, and we all in some area in our life have encountered that situation there. Now I'm going to pass my brother on. God bless you, brother.
God bless you, my brother. God bless you indeed. You and your family and your loved ones and all the family of God in Christ in all the earth. We greet you and salute you with that most excellent name. And we exalt the blood, death, and the resurrection of our Lord. And we're grateful for this day. We commune today, and we share and connect today with our brothers and those that want to be in the brotherhood of faith in Christ around the world, in particular in faraway places. And we recognize this is Handmaiden's Light, which we give special recognition and honor to the women of God. And their Amen. place in the history of the world, in the history of civilization, in the history of the kingdom of God, special recognition. So we're grateful.
Amen.
Handmaidens and around the world. What was you going to say, bro?
I was just going to say I just gave them the word for the day, which came out of the 91st message, where the Lord said there are necessary trials that have come to all, that they might learn patience and the love of God, for charity knoweth but doeth no evil. And the Lord said that it have come to all. So we all are encountering some necessary trials, trials that God said it's a must, and the purpose is that we may learn patience and the love of God. And this is why, you know, we might have decided, I'm going to do this, and the Spirit of the Lord said, don't do nothing, wait. You know, or you in a situation right now that maybe you wanted to do something, but it's like your hands tied. Well, God said that's a necessary trial, you know, that we may learn patience and the love of God. So, brother, I just wanted to give them that word for today.
No doubt. I believe, and the scriptures indicate that Peter was saying in the first chapter, because during the first 2 centuries, the Church of Jesus Christ, under the apostolic of the first ministry that he chose in particular, and the offsprings of it, they were under great, great persecution.
Amen.
And they suffered much. He's reading the book of Acts and the writing of Paul in the establishment of the Gentile church. There was much persecution. And not mm-hmm. like today, which we don't suffer much in America and the Western free world. We have great liberty, mostly in the Western civilization. But from the time of the beginning of the early church of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, they suffer much, immensely persecution, and even unto death. So
Amen.
Trying of your faith is precious like gold tried in the fire, Peter said. So the trying of our faith, the proving of our faith, is necessary for the refining and the testing to bring forth the pure gold. So necessary and important. I don't believe that God has ordained, Scripture says, any defeat for his people or any failure. He never ordained,
Amen.
Never ordained. He has not ordained nor planned any defeat or failure. When we have them, he hasn't ordained it. He hasn't planned it. He has only planned victory. So
Amen.
Let us keep that in mind, that his plan is always, no matter what, whether you're in the burning fire, whether you're in the lion's den, or were you on the island, are you in the prison season? He has planned victory. He has planned
Amen.
Victory. Romans, and Paul writing to the Roman church, which has much persecution in Rome at the time among the Christians, he says in Romans 8, I know that all these things, he named all the different things they were going through in that age. He said, in all these things, I know we're more than a conqueror. So, hallelujah. Can you imagine writing a letter? And all these things, he named the suffering and the persecution and hatred against the people that followed the gospel and followed Jesus Christ as Lord and the Messiah. You can imagine him writing a letter and all them Christians being thrown in the lion's den, being crucified, being children ripped from their stomachs, or they being martyred and they being burned alive and thrown to the den. He's saying, in all these things, you can imagine. In all these
yeah.
things, my joy, I have not lost my joy. I have not lost my victory. So that's very, very quite telling. So, Handmaid's Night, I guess we're going to surprise that we later on we have some handmaidens from different parts of the world, and they'll come and help us out. And can imagine we having a handmaiden from Africa or Central America, Mexico, coming and joining us and
oh,
fight.
Come on, sister. Come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on, daring, courageous. You know, the women over there have got to be courageous and daring in many ways because they suffer much. So,
yeah.
Hallelujah. Just imagine, Brother Nate, a redeemed woman from Islam is now a follower of Christ and Jesus and on fire for the Lord, and she's going to join us and from her faraway place in an African, in Sudan, Kenya, South America, Norway, Mexico, going to be joining us. They're already joining us by faith, even though they don't connect and communicate orally with us. But they're joining with us in spirit and in faith around the world. And so their courageous boldness, I want to commend the women who are joining with us in prayer and faith and in the hope of the victory that the Lord has planned for his people in the last days. God is not planning any defeat, but only victory and triumph for his people, even in persecution. And he'll know that all things work together for good. Romans 8 said, I know that Paul said he was writing to those church under harsh persecution, under sentence of death. I know that all things work together for good, are working together for good, for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So keep that in your breast. And you just think about, as we honor the women of God, the handmaidens of the past and present, can you imagine from the time of the early apostles, if the women had not stepped up and took their place and girded about the work of the Lord and took even some leadership place, the women of God, if the women of God had not taken place in the history of the world and nations, in the home, in the business or any the kingdom business, you imagine what we would be if we didn't have the mighty women, the courageous women and mothers and missionaries that had not stepped up. We'd be in bad shape if it wasn't for the great efforts of the women, the daring, courageous women of God. Just imagine the absence of that.
Yeah.
And so around the world from the beginning, we see that from the time of the early apostles, from the day of Pentecost, we see the women, of God, undergirding the work of God to the kingdom. So I don't know the men, whether they could have make it or took it. It had not been undergirded by their wives, by their missionaries, and by all the different ones. So we want to commend all the women who have given all for their children, for their husband, for their even for their nation, and for our God and for the living God. And even though many women in many cultures and nations are not serving what we know as the one true God, Jehovah, the God of Abraham, and not serving the Lord Jesus, we know that many of them are endeavoring to do good as far as they know it. And so we think even for that, God knows their hearts that they didn't intend to do good. They was raised and born in those cultures of darkness and paganism, and they had no control over that. And God knows their hearts, and he'll judge rightly so. Thank God for them for trying to go to their homes and their family and their nations and do good wherever they are. So those in Hong Kong, name every place, and even the Islam nation, the Middle East nation, where there's so much violence and hate, there are many, many good people who intended good in their hearts, but they've been born in a culture under bondage and darkness and sealed in there temporarily. But Jesus has going to make a way for them, many of them, to go free and their eyes filled. Jesus is going to reach many of those people in many nations. And I thank God that he's not limited. God can visit anybody, anywhere, anytime, in any place through Jesus Christ. He can show himself. Hallelujah. Amen. And he's doing that. We hear reports around the world where Jesus is appearing to people in different cultures as Christ, as the Messiah, and the only way. He's appearing in person to many, many, many places, in strange places to people, children, women, men, in different cultures, and even sending angels to visit them. and they've seen visions and dreams and revelation. So God is not limited. He sent his son at the most important gift to mankind. All right, where are the handmaidens? Brother, God has intended and decreed no defeats, but only victory.
Amen.
All right. I was thinking today, you know, since the angel, the Elijah messenger has been coming to the earth, many people don't know about it, and because we haven't spread it in all the earth like we should, and that's our failure. We have to take that as our failure. From 1929 to 27, very few people know about the coming of Elijah, and John the Baptist coming today to fill the scripture, behold, I send you Elijah, and bring in a word from the Lord, which is called the last day message, to pray and a bride for Christ. Many people don't know about even the coming, bringing a word and instructions, and coming with the authority to reestablish the church in the kingdom of God as in the beginning. Many people don't know about it because we find that since he's been coming, that he has not found too many people who are willing to pay the price and pray the sacrifice to take this message and take the message of Christ to the nation of Israel. So we want to thank God for those men and women who have in the Elijah message has hazarded their lives. In the present day, we thank God for Norm Lyles and Larry Gosher Williams, and our time has did a great work overseas in taking the word of God. And so I just had to continue to commend them what they has done in taking the message of Christ and the gospel to the nation of earth. By the way, right now, I think if Brother Clark was still here and we'll give him a shove, he'd be going to the nation, boy.
Oh, okay. Yes, Lord. Yes,
we'll
Lord.
Say, Brother Clark, we're going to send you to Tangier, you and Sister Clark. Y'all going to Tangier. And, well, if the Lord want me, brother, I'm willing. If I get the word from the Lord, the witness, confirmation from heaven, I'm on my way. And he'll be praying, say, Lord, you want me to go? Let me know. I'll get my traveling shoes on. And Brother Clark and Sister Clark said, we got to go. We ain't got but one fish and one bread, but we'll go on faith.
Amen. Amen.
He was a faith bad, brother. Brother Clark was a faith man. He said, if you drive that car all the way to assembly from Mississippi, the car will be like on one wheel. And he said, and he'll pray that car all the way to 600-800 miles.
Amen.
And he prayed one time. He said the gas tank was on empty, and he had no money getting there. And he just prayed that gas tank all the way to Missouri on the empty tank.
Amen.
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 And
we're joined by our sister here. God bless you, Sister Anderson. How you doing?
I'm blessed, brother. God bless you. Carry on.
Oh, hello, dear Sister Anderson. How is your faith today? And God bless you and your household and your family and your husband. We're glad you're here to join us today. It's a joy because you're still here on the top side. We thank you.
Amen.
Your husband's still here on the top side, your children, so we rejoice together for that. We rejoice together for that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're just talking about the rib. You know, without the rib, we couldn't do very little. So the Lord took the rib out of Adam. So we thank God for the rib. Everybody rejoice. If we didn't have the rib to help us, we'd be in bad shape in this world, in the kingdom. So God, so wise, gave us that rib. And that rib is still working.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing, Sister Helen?
Doing good. God bless.
God bless.
Wonderful. You all that's on the speaker, get in a place where there's no background noise, if it's possible. I know it's not always, but I mean, if you kind of on the speaker, as we are, you have to kind of be kind of closed in from the backside noise that comes in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, because all right. God has not planned, let us agree, God has not planned any defeat for my lives. God has not planned any defeat or failures for my life.
Amen. Amen. God has not planned any defeat or failure for my life. Amen.
For my life.
He has not planned. Now, any defeat, he hasn't planned any failures for my life. Now, if they come, if they happen, it's not because he planned them. He purposely, he did not. The scriptures tell us that he has planned only victory for us.
Amen.
He has only planned and purposed victory for us. We may not all obtain it because we don't listen very closely. You know, we don't listen to the instructions too closely. But any failure comes, any mishap comes, any setback is not because he planned it. He did not purpose for any of his children. He said, thanks be to God who always giving the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where it's found at end. Staying cleftly, closely, intensely, close to him, listening to him, and in everything you shall call us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Even in the prison, even in the lounge den, he will give us victory. Mm-hmm. Even in chains, even when the mountain quake, when the storm, the wind, when the adversity come, when the sorrow come, he has planned and only purpose for us to have victory. So, we agree with that our Father has always planned victory for his people. If they were hearkening to his voice and heed his statute and walk in his commandment, he says, none of the nations would overtake you, Israel. None of them be able to stand before you. None of the sickness, none of the disease will come unto you. No king, no nation would be able to overcome you. Isn't that something? If you heed and take diligent attention to my voice and my statute and my concepts, I will be with you and you will know no defeat. So, God has not planned no defeat for Israel, never to plan any defeat. But we thank God that we have helpers called the rib. Brother, so I'm so grateful for the handmaidens. I call them the rib. The rib means the helper, the special place of help. When he got and he took the Adam rib and gave him a helper or a helpmeet or one on his side that stand with him to support him, to be a part of him, and without that part, many of the things in this life would not have been accomplished, except the women in the civilization, good, wonderful, gracious, courageous, bold, daring, the women of God, mothers of homes, wives, missionaries, business leaders. If it wasn't for the women at the tomb, when Jesus, the first light of day, here come the women, not scared, not like they're scared men. So one time, and most time, the women has to undergirdle many things. Most of all the great revivals and awakenings, who you think undergirded those revivals and sometimes started them and instigated them? Some of the greatest works of the kingdom has done purposely by the women of God. You can go all the way back to the history of the Church of Jesus Christ. If it wasn't for the women, the handmaiden, wasn't for the cunning women, the praying women, the believing women, if it wasn't for them, my God, they are the rib. They are the rib. And if you take that rib out, you're going to be leaning and you're going to fall. So God took the rib and made the rib work for us. So thank God for the rib. Anybody agree? Nobody don't agree with me. Okay, that's all right.
Amen.
I'll say amen.
Amen.
Women, you are an important part. You are the women are the most important second part in the working and the planning of God for man and the civilizations of the world. So I'm grateful for your great women, the mothers, the wives, the missionaries. Thank God. I'll make this statement here, Brother Nate. This little statement here. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for this statement. But you know how I am. I don't care. You know, I just have to repent later because I don't care. I don't care. Flack on if you want to. I mean, I don't have to be right all the time, but I can take the flack. If you can't take flack, get out of the kitchen. You can't take a little flack. You know, go get your own spot and hide under the tree. But I'm not scared of no criticism. I'm not scared of no flack. And because, you know, I can make mistakes and I can be wrong, and I'm willing to own up to it. But I'm not afraid to take no flack. I'm daring to say what I believe and where I stand. And when you dare to have the courageous to stand strong in what you believe in your convictions in Christ, you know, you're going to get some flack.
Amen.
Because no matter what you do in life, there's someone who can do it better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get upset with that because somebody can do it better. The only thing I say, sisters, if you can do it better, go and do it. That's all I can. Don't talk about it. Do it. If you can promote the kingdom of God and you're gifted in the code of God, go to it. I'm with you. Listen.
Amen.
Listen, I'm behind anyone. God has uniquely made everybody individual for a divine purpose. So I know the only thing I have a problem with people, the one that do a lot of talking, criticism, and do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, see,
Amen.
If that's what you're calling to criticize, I don't think I found no calling in the Lord's church for the unjustified criticism unless you're going to correct and change something in the love of God and make it better and show us how it to be done. And see, if you're going to criticize, show me how it's going to be done. Don't just tell me, show me.
If
I'm not fixing this porch right, get in here and show me how to fix the porch.
Amen.
Don't stand off and just say something, but help me and show me. So I don't mind Brother Nate getting all the flack, and I can stand behind him. It's okay. I don't no problem.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can you take it, Brother Nate? Can you take it?
You got to take it.
Amen.
Got to take it, brother.
And if you're in the Church of Christ, Elijah Master, if you're in the Church of Christ, Elijah Master, you're going to get triple, quadruple.
That's right. That's
so if you can't take it, you have to get out the race. But if you fall on the way, I'm willing to help you up because Jesus helped me up many a time. I ain't going to leave you laying in the road. I try to pick you up. And
Amen.
I ain't going to pass you like they left a Samaritan. They know the church people are quick to leave you in the road, Brother Nate, when they see you fall or fail. Instead of ministering grace to you, they rather look at I told you that he did that. I told you. Well, well, if you are a good physician and represent it, you would do like the Samaritan on the road. The church people passed them by. Isn't that something? The church people just look down and criticize a lot of them and pass the Samaritan on the road. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's not all of them. Of course, that's not all of them. But I just want to say, let's be a helper. Let's be a healer and a restorer of those that need help.
Mm-hmm.
And so, those people that want to get on the broadcast and they can do it better, me, I invite you to take my spot. If you're so great and you're so wise and you're so smart, I will step aside, say, here it is. Go for it. And if you're from God and you're truly from the Lord and you come in the Spirit of Christ, here you are. But if you come just to show off and show down, and talk up. I'm gonna show you the door. Amen.
Amen.
Now my name is Brother Lee. I'm not Brother Nate. I'm not Brother Emmanuel. I'm not Brother. No brother. I'm me. God didn't make me to be them. God didn't make you to be them. He made you to be you, and be conformed to His image, and He gave you a personality. It's not like I'm not like Sister Helen. I'm not like I'm not meant to be like them. I learned from them, and I can bear some of the same fruits and personality, but I am a different person. Listen, God made us different, and there is a reason he made differences. And so I accept differences when the Lord molds, conform what he wants out of your life, if you allow
yes.
him to, if you
Amen.
Permit him. So we're different. So Brother Nate has his particular calling and ministry and gift, and I have my particular ones. My job, Sister Heller, is to make people mad.
Amen.
I didn't get no hand claps, though. That
Amen.
I know, Brother Nate. My job is to stir up the pot.
Yes.
Listen.
Yes.
If you don't mean business, don't come around the fire. If you don't mean business,
yes.
you're not for real.
Amen.
If you're not for real, be for real. I try to be
yeah,
real.
Yeah. yeah.
Don't say I'll make mistakes, but I try to be honest and be real.
Mm-hmm.
So,
amen.
The great women of God, I'm glad to hear from y'all. I want to celebrate. I was thinking of being my grandmother, my mother, on my mother's side, my auntie. I was thinking about all these great women that God placed in my life and my legacy, Brother Nate. It can help me to be conformed into the person and the man that I am. I was looking at the great women, my mother, and my grandmother, and my auntie, so many on the sides that I can look to, how they had an imprint and an influence in my life, and I celebrate the great women. Hallelujah. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Amen.
So,
thank you, Jesus.
All the great revivals, you see women standing. And I'm going to make this statement here before we go on. The angel messenger Elijah made a statement in 96 message, verse 6-9, in 91 and 25, and it said, let the women do all they can, permit them. And I am of this persuasion. I don't believe that a woman has to replace a man. I don't believe God meant for a woman to replace a man. But
Amen.
I do believe that God made a woman to be a woman. And made a man to be a man and fill their role. And when he gave a woman to stand up by her husband's side or her missionary husband's side or her preacher's side or business side or engineer's side, I don't believe she had to stand by and back up him. I believe he made for her to stand with him side by side. I really
Amen.
Believe that.
Amen.
The rib come
yeah.
out of the side. You know that God didn't take no rib out of the backbone. He took the rib out of the side.
Amen.
He didn't want the woman to be the backbone. He could have made a backbone.
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's right.
That don't mean that the woman had to try to surprise the man just to fill her role, sweetly and nicely and respectful, whatever role she give, and honor and respect to whoever a husband or a leader is, whether it be a man or a woman. And so I just learning how proper protocol and etiquettes of life and knowing our position. So I want to say to all the great women, I know we got some that people always going to get out of their place. That's in everything. Everybody, that's always going to be in everything. But we don't have to lose sight of our real position as women, men of God, and give respect and help to one another. You got your husband, then help him. Stand by his side. If he don't want you to stand by his side, you know, turn it over to Jesus, and he know how to deal with situation. Amen.
Yeah.
Really turn it over to Jesus and be humble and meek. He know how to deal with it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you. We have to learn to. Some things to clear. I mean, I was sharing with my wife one time, and we was talking about it, and it was something was come up, and she didn't want to hear me. I said, that young lady, she's not helping you. you should not be listening and following her. Listen to your husband. I'm your husband, I'm your elder. And so the Lord just said, well, be quiet, I'll deal with it. If she don't want to listen to you, just be quiet. I'll show up. And the Lord, I just kept quiet him. I said, oh, you don't want to hear your husband, huh? Oh, you're going to hear somebody else, huh? You don't want to hear the elder. You're just going to, well, they call me, and I said, oh, you're not subject to me. I said, okay, go ahead. I said, Lord Jesus, it's in your hand. You got to raise the trump in your hand.
I'm out like a...
Hello.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Learn how to submit things to God and to Jesus.
Yes.
There is a time to speak. There is a time to be silent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ecclesiastes said, to everything there is a season to it. There is a time to speak, and there is a silent time to hold your peace and be silent and allow the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To work and do. And it
yes.
may be a long season. But that long season mm-hmm. would teach you patience and humility. You say, well, it's a long time. Well, learn patience
yes.
and humility. Oh. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Learn patience and humility.
Amen.
Now,
Amen.
The word of the Lord we've been talking about, what have we been talking on the last thing about? Confession and making...
Mm-hmm.
proclamations in align with the word of God.
Yeah.
I believe in 96, the word of the Lord in the angel's message says that when we fail, he said, in 6 days have failed. I believe it's time to put the failure behind you. And Paul says, he told us that the Lord can turn things around, those that are willing. So to all parts of from 1929 onward, we have not established Zion or the kingdom of God. I think we can put it behind me, those that are willing. But I believe now is the time for a great
yes.
decision.
Amen.
For the honest, humble, and meek to search their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do I want my way or do I want God's way?
God's
do I want
way.
To please the Lord or please myself? Who do I want
please
to please?
Please
what do
Lord.
I want to please? Who do I want to please? Is my pride,
yes.
can I say I'm wrong? My pride
mm-hmm.
won't permit me to humble my submit message. Yeah. I know about pride because I've dealt with it. Hallelujah
mm-hmm.
to Jesus. That what your greatest
Amen.
Enemy to fall in Christ is pride that would hinder
Amen.
You
yes.
and be a block. The devil will
yeah.
use your pride. He's using racial pride in America now to divide nations. He's using religious
yeah.
pride, social pride, political pride, and ego to divide nations, people, homes, and churches, and organizations. He's using it to destroy. Hallelujah. It destroyed most of Joseph Smith's work
yeah.
at his beginning.
Yeah.
And it's destroying today.
Yeah.
It's hindering and dividing.
Yeah.
The priesthood of pride. Some people have so much pride. I'm the priesthood. I can do what I want because I got the priesthood. Yeah. If you don't got the pure love of God, your priesthood ain't going to do you much in the day of judgment. You can say
mm-hmm.
what you got. We the only one got the priesthood, but I want to know if you the only one got the love of God that the world see how they love one another. All right, let's move on. Brothers and sisters, if you tell me that Christ is your Redeemer and the head of your life, and you can't walk across the road to another person, that same person said they're on the heavenly journey, and you cannot talk or speak to them, and they can't love you, they can't communicate you, you don't have but one place to do is to sit down until Jesus remake you again.
Yes.
Nobody
Amen.
In heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can't humble yourself for Christ's
yes.
sake and for the kingdom's sake and for the glory of God to go to your brother or go to them and humble, You're not going anywhere in the kingdom of God, in the plan of God. I don't care what you say. I don't care how much priesthood you got, how many collars you got, how many years you got. I don't care how many times you've been baptized with water. I don't care how many you've been sprinkled.
Amen.
Your heart is not ready to meet God. Only the pure in heart and the humble in spirit shall be able to stand and withstand.
Yes.
We had to keep our heart right. I don't care about, oh, I've been ordained. You better keep your heart right, because in that day,
amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
yes.
say yes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
You better keep
yes.
your heart pure and right before God. And don't tell me how many times you've been baptized in water and you are this and you're religious and you're usher and you're this and I'm a bitch and I'm a deacon. If your heart ain't right and your conscience is not clear before God, I don't care what label you hold.
Yeah.
The devil on your tailcoat. So let's rid ourselves of this. Let's rid ourselves of those things that hinders us and every people. And know what the pure love of God, what it looks like and what it actually talks like and what it shows itself. And the world is working. The world will tell you when they see it, they'll call you out. The world, the sinners, when they see it, they recognize. They know it. Even though they're in darkness, they recognize.
Mm-hmm.
They're waiting for it to be manifested. The sons of God to manifest. Listen, those little girls in your school, sister Helen, they recognize your love and compassion. They see
Amen.
It. And they're drawn to it.
Yeah.
Listen, like a honeybee to the flower and the nectar. Amen. You can't fool
Amen.
Them. You can't
yeah.
fool young people. They see. They deserve. And they're drawn to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Listen, I know when I see people that are genuine and real and the love of Christ, I know no matter what color you are, what race, what position you are. I know when you're for real or you're putting on a show or you're putting on pretending. When you're in the light, you can discern darkness because you was in the dark once. I was in the dark. I know, sister, brother, when I had a bitter anger towards white people. Some of them people, they could, but I know the difference from the reality and the truth, from the heart and the spirit of God. In your life, I can know the pretense. I know the unreal.
Mm-hmm.
I know the put on. I know the church religious thing. I know the things that people say, but they're not saying from their heart and reality. I know because I was once in the darkness. I was in the pit. I was in the bondage. Jesus had to transform some stuff for me, still transforming.
Yeah.
I said, he still don't know. That's why if you cannot reach out to any soul, any person, anywhere in the name of the Lord Jesus because of race, creed, religion, social, class, you are in a bad position and you need deliverance and healing. Don't care what you call yourself. Don't care what name you go under. Don't care what title you are, what collar you wear, what cross in front of you, what PDDs or DDDs or wherever you are. What do you hide yourself in? Oh, I've got the priesthood authority. I got this. The Catholic Church, the priest molesting all those thousands of children. We hold this. Well, listen. Don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The messenger said they have failed. Who you? What is he talking about now? They failed. What you mean? What? Yes.
Yeah.
God's given us a chance, an opportunity to turn our failures into victory. Everyone may have failures, but it don't have to be a permanent failure. It don't have to be a continuous, everlasting failure. David failed. Samson failed. Peter failed. Sure they did. But God was able to turn it around because they were willing to make the change that God wanted to make in their lives and use it to turn it around. Now, let's see. The Lord wants us to be free from What do the Lord want us free from? Free. Liberty gives you the right to represent Christ as a son, as a priest, as a daughter, that the whole world will recognize. Hallelujah. Even the devil will bow before you, and demons will cry out and recognize you. When we first came to the church of Christ, we would go into people, Brother Moore and I, and go into places. The demons would cry out and recognize us. The demons would speak out of people. Well, I know you all out there may not know what I'm talking about, because many of you don't may not go well because you're too scared. Amen. You're afraid. You want to hide. You're going to play games. You got to go where the need is, where the cry is, where the assignment is. You can't stay at home and say, I believe in the message, I believe in this. You got to put it on the line.
Yes, amen.
I said, you got to put it on the line. You got to lay down your life for Christ. I said, you got to give it your life for this Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, Jesus is the best gift that was given to man. Thank God that he was. All right now, beloved, the word of decree, reclamation, and affirmation, the release of faith. I will read a couple of scriptures here before we come in agreement with the word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 and 23. Proverbs 4, 20 and 23. Could we get that? I love you, saints, and I don't say that lightly because that's an overused word and less demonstration. If we would demonstrate what we say, it wouldn't be hard for people to believe, would it? Amen. Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
If we will manifest and demonstrate what we say concerning Christ, it will not be hard for people to believe.
Amen.
I said, if we will believe what we say, we will manifest it and demonstrate it, it will be the convincing power for people to know that it's real.
Yeah.
Listen, it's so easy for people to say, I love you. But they demonstrate something else.
Uh-huh.
Well, the Indian said, well, white man talk with forky tongue. Well, hey, man, I'm not just picking on nobody. I am picking on somebody. I'm picking on all flesh. I'm picking on myself. I'm picking on all flesh. So we got to be liberated. We got to be liberated. I said, we got to be liberated.
Amen.
We got to be totally, completely liberated and made free. Isaiah said, made free. Right now, can you look a person in the eye? He's a Ku Klux Klan and a Nazi and call you by names and hate you. You got to be able to look at that person and say, for real, and say, the love of God is in me. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I mean, I said the love of Christ is more powerful than that devil, than that hate, that bitterness in you. And then you don't have power to make me to be changed into your image, because I've already been changed in the image of Christ. And I ain't going to be changed into your image, but I'm going to help you to get out of that image of death and come into the image of life in Christ. I know when I was young in Christ and dead and consecrated, and I went into a racial charge place. I told you this. And you know what? They didn't have power over me because they couldn't make me hate them. They had no power, sister. They had no power. They called me them names, them N names. They used to call me a bunch of N names. But I know who I am.
Amen.
I'm seated in Christ in heaven. I'm an Aaron John. I'm not no N name. I don't answer to that. That's not me.
Yeah.
Watch it. You in trouble, not me. You're bound. You in godless, not me. And so they call me them names. They thought I was gonna do something so they could have a just so called jump. But it had no power over me because Christ reigned in my life. I'm seated in heavenly places. In heaven, I agree with Christ. And so when they came, I've been approached with that, with threatenings and the racial things, and it had no power. You can't give the devil no power. The devil is going to test you to see that you talk that stuff. But when it's time for the showdown, Daniel got to say, I'm not quit praying because you put me in the line that I won't take away my stand. It's for real, children. It's now time to be so real that the devil will start shaking at you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
We got to show up. If the world, we want to convince that the Lord's hand is in this work.
Amen.
We want to convince the world that the Lord God has established the Church of Christ alive and his hand is in this work, we got to convince them the same way Jesus and the apostles had to be convinced and convincing. There is no other way to convince and prove it but the same way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know, I meet people, I know they don't like me. In fact, some of them hate me and despise me. But no, you can't. I'm dying. I'm crucified with Christ. Dying with him.
Yeah.
You can't make me. I'm not going back to death and darkness. You got no power. Because Christ is my life. I said, Jesus is my life. Colossians 3 said, Christ who is my life. It's evidence. Don't tell me about, no, you've been baptized or you belong to a church. Show me. Show me who is your Lord. I don't want to tell me about your church affiliation. I want to know who is your Lord. Don't tell me about no religion. Show me who is your Redeemer and the head of your life. Show me who's the manifested glory in your life. Show me and demonstrate me. That's what Jesus did.
Amen.
I said, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah. Amen.
Am I right about it?
Right.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
power.
Power.
Power over the enemy. Power over your earthly enemies. Power over your invisible, demonic, satanic enemy. Power. Real power. Power. Real power. When they crucified you on the cross, that's power, what Jesus said. When Jesus on the cross, he demonstrated one of the greatest gifts of power. He said to the Pharisees and to those that crucified him, he showed power. We said to those that hated him, power. Those that sneered and tormented him at the cross, he showed power.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
He could have easily said, do you know I'm the high priest of God and I'm the church of the firstborn and I'm the prophet so-and-so. Do you know who I am? No. I don't know who you are until you show me who you are, until you demonstrate who you are. That's who I know when you show me what you are and who's in you. That's the demonstration.
Yes.
That's the reality. Stop hiding behind, I don't like you and all that junk. I can't stand you. It's your flesh that need to die.
Yes.
It's your flesh that need to be crucified, mine and yours, till it dies.
Yes.
Until
Amen.
I live totally unto Christ.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
This America, the devil got America divided, and he's ready to destroy America.
Mm-hmm,
the house divided against itself ain't going to stand very long. The kingdom is divided against itself. And so the devil has divided America into one, two, three parts. And he's ready to put the final blow on America. The only thing that's keeping America being destroyed is a remnant of faith believers that will not be moved from their stand in Christ, that are interceding day and night and standing in the gap, Brother Nate.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I say it's a small remnant in America that's standing in the gap and won't bow and won't bend to Baal. And won't bow, they will not bow to Baal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. See, hallelujah. Listen.
Thank you, Jesus.
We got to convince the world that Elijah comes. Because Elijah proved God to be real. The time is out.
Yes.
And I got to face it individually and everybody corporately that named the name of Christ and every even the Church of Christ, the Elijah message, and all the parts of the world, we have to convince. It's our responsibility to convince them.
Yes.
The convincing power is going to have to work. Mm-hmm. Elijah the prophet faced them down and proved that God was real, that God was real in him. He had to prove this.
Yes.
I said Elijah proved that Jehovah was real. Did he?
Yes. Amen.
Did Jesus had to prove and manifest his Father? Yes, he did.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. All right.
Amen.
Somebody read Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20
and 23. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are light unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Thank
Amen.
You,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
My son, attend to my word. Incline thy ear unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart, for they are life unto those that find them, and help to all of their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the word of God, the gospel, gets inside of us through faith. To the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of old. Jude says that in the latter days in his time, he said, honestly contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints.
Yeah.
Well, in the book of Jude, and one look, Jude was the half-brother of Jesus. And he wrote this little epistle, Jude, very important one. He said, contend honestly, fight for, pursue the faith that was once delivered to the saints of old. I mean, listen, he's talking about pursuing something. And pursuing it until you obtain it.
Yeah.
Do you know in life, in the human existence of this world, when we really want something, we pursue it. In the natural realm,
you
ask a person what means a lot to them. And they will pursue it and pay a price, Nate, until...
Yeah.
You know, they will pursue it like, listen, like it means everything. I mean, they'll let you know that it means everything. Why? Their actions will tell you, right? Their actions tell you. See, we can say, I believe the angel's message or I believe the gospel. That's easy. That never costs too much.
Amen. That's
true. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah. Amen.
It's a dead faith. Faith without demonstration of faith is a dead work. It's a dead faith. It is.
Amen.
True.
Amen. Yes.
Sister Helen, if you don't demonstrate to those girls and those boys that you love them and have compassion on them, they'll soon know it.
That's right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. True.
They'll soon perceive that.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Listen, we got a call for a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
America is, we don't discern where we are as a nation, as a people, the Christian world, the political world, the social world, is all sitting on a volcano ready to explode and be destroyed because it's not on the foundation of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that's not founded on the foundation of Christ and seated and built on the foundation of Christ, Jesus said, upon this rock I build my nation, my people, my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. In the 16th chapter, the gates of hell are prevailing. But not, there's a remnant that God's raising up. There's a remnant. You notice what he said in 96 message? In 99, they have failed to establish. He said the Lord turned to his remnant. You know what that means? When he said to the restoration group, he said, oh, I love you. Y'all have failed to establish Zion in the kingdom. He said, y'all, I gave you 1929. That clue. Wait a minute. Hold on. I believe all the angels' messages say. You really?
Amen.
I believe all the words that he brings. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Call for Brother Clark.
Yeah.
Clark would make you, Brother Clark will make you mad and glad at the same time.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
He'll pull your tooth out, and then he'll put some on and make you well.
Oh,
Lord.
Amen.
He'll come back, and then he'll hug you, and he'll love you, and make you well. After he operate on you. But after he ministered the pain to you, he ministered the healing to you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He wouldn't leave you naked, Brother Nate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He'll give you the casserole, and then he'll stay with you until you google up and get right, get well. Amen.
Yep. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Bless you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Yes. Now, about this proclamation and affirmation of the word and coming in agreement with all of God's word, the messenger, Elijah, has spoken many words, and he has repeated things over and over and over again.
Yes. Amen.
My mother was a good and wonderful, and she said, I'm not going to tell you the second time.
That's right. That's just said it.
Yeah, that was what they said, Brother Nate.
Yeah.
I believe if I had to say something to you again. Now, you know, my mother, they were loving, great, wonderful, teaching people. But if they say I had to tell you a second time, the first thing I'll ask you, did you hear me? What makes you? Did you hear me?
That's right.
When we read the angel message, the Lord is saying, "Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see you moving."
Okay. It's true.
Then he'll come back and say it again and again. He said, "Okay, did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear me?" Let me say it again. A good and merciful, long-suffering God. Let me say it again. Then he said it again and again.
Yes.
You can go through the angel's message. He don't repeat himself 12 triple times.
Yes, right. Amen. Amen.
And he asked the same question to all of us. Did you hear me, dear beloved? Did you hear? What's in your life that you can't hear? What's causing you not to hear? How do I know you're not here? Because you're not doing.
Not doing.
I know you didn't hear. You're not doing. My mama said,
My
mama said, did you hear me, boy? I don't see you moving.
Yeah.
The next time I speak, you will be moving.
Know what you're going to hear. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Am I right about you?
That's
am
right.
I right
Amen.
About you?
Amen.
But the Lord is so
God.
Kind and sweet and long-suffering and patient.
Yes.
But he's not always going to be, the Bible says. There's going to come an end to his patience. An end to his endurance. Am I right about it?
Amen.
So now is the time to awaken and stir ourselves. Now, the word of God comes for our good. But it comes for our good, for our benefit.
Yeah.
Let's get agreement with the word. Let's get engaged, put on engagement with the word of God, the instructions, and the leading of the word and the Holy Spirit. Let's make these two, the word and the Holy Spirit, our marriage mate in life, our headquarters, our sitting place, the voice of the word and the voice of the Holy Spirit. Am I right, Brother Nate?
Amen. You're right.
Thank you. Let's make the Holy Spirit what the Bible say he has to be. You cannot put the Holy Spirit in second place or third place.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit has to be the first because he's the head and the leader of the church of the believers of God. He has to have his position and his place, John chapter 14, 15, 16, 17. You cannot put anybody else, not even the messenger of the covenant, in his place.
Amen.
You cannot put God's word, the gospel, the law, and the prophets already spoken and bypass them.
Uh-huh.
We cannot be waiting. Right now, we're supposed to be waiting on the Holy Ghost. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Am I right about it? On the day of Pentecost, he said, wait upon the Holy Ghost. When he comes, he's going to be the boss. Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Who's your boss?
Amen.
Amen.
He said, after the Holy Ghost come,
he's going to be the boss.
The Holy
Amen.
Ghost. He has been given charge. I go away, but I send the Holy Ghost. Listen, I'm going away, but he.
Uh-huh.
We got to get to the he.
Yeah.
Amen.
We can't make the messenger of the Lord the he. He has his place. He has his job and calling, but he can't replace the Holy Ghost. That's not his job, to replace the Holy Spirit in our lives. You can get priority things out of that proper perspective. The messenger, the covenant, the angel, the Holy Ghost was here before there was any angel, before there were anything. He was with the Father in the beginning. The Holy Spirit has always been before any angels, before anyone comes. Because he's God. Angels are servants, messengers. But the Holy Ghost is not a servant. He is the power and the light of God. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one that's going to get the work done. Do you understand that?
Okay.
Amen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He, the Holy Ghost, has come. He will, Jesus explained his position and his place. He, the Holy Ghost, after he has come.
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
Well, then we better go back and research the scriptures upon the foundation we will build. He, the Holy Spirit, must come.
Amen.
And after he comes, he's the chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The director. Am I right about it?
Amen.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
When you walk into a room of darkness, you
mm-hmm.
walk into a nation of killers and murderers, he, the Holy Ghost, will comfort. He will inspire you and direct you. He.
Yes.
God will give angels round about you.
Yes.
But the Holy Ghost got to dwell in you.
Yes.
Amen.
And he said he'll never leave you. Uh-huh.
Yes, Lord.
He will speak to you. He will empower you.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Jesus had to rely upon the Holy Ghost as a man. You know he had to rely upon the Holy Ghost? The
Amen.
Holy Ghost came upon him in the form of dove to demonstrate you as the form of dove that he had to rely upon the Holy Ghost just like we had to rely upon. He had to rely upon the Holy Ghost. That's why he followed God's protocol.
Yes.
Well, the Holy Spirit came upon him in the form of a dove, letting him know his ministry had just begun.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
Thank you.
Sons
Jesus.
Of God, do you
Thank
not know, first
you,
of all, to know your place? You must know your relationship to God. You must
yes.
know your relationship to God. This is very important.
Yes.
If you are going to defeat the enemy and promote the kingdom of God, you must know your relationship to the personal, intimate God who is the head of your life, Jesus Christ. You must know. Well, let's go to John 1 and 12. I know. It's getting exaggerated, but we're getting to the end where we're about to get a breakthrough. God's going to bring
Amen.
A Jesus is going to bring a breakthrough, Brother Nate. He's getting ready. That's why
yes.
you're preaching so hard and so difficult. And while the
uh-huh.
enemy is attacking you, it's a time for a breakthrough.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
I said, Brother Nate, that's why the devil come against you so hard and try to derail you, try to stall you every way he can. Because there's
Amen.
Coming a breakthrough. Let's
Amen.
Come in a mighty breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is a coming over women, victory, and a breakthrough for the people of God
yes.
that's seeking it. It's near. It's very near.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Man.
Yes, 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 yes. Lord, we're ready for the breakthrough. Breakthrough victory.
Hallelujah.
We're not going to settle for
Thank
you
Jesus.
Fail. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. We're not selling for that. David, the king
Thank
of Israel,
you.
The second king, he came to a place where it was almost over with. He was in a hole being chased, run for years, and he was at the point where it's about giving up. And then the Lord says, he asked and sought the Lord. David was in this position of grief and sorrow and almost total defeat. And he is consulting with the Lord God. And he says, what shall I do? What shall I do? And
Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord came to pursue. Pursue. Overtake.
Pursue.
And recover all. Recover.
Yeah.
We're about to recover. I'm ready to recover
yeah.
all that I've lost, that the devil has taken and robbed me. Traditions have
and
talked
wrong.
To me. Church policies have robbed me. Men's opinions has robbed me. Sin has robbed me. But I'm about to recover in Jesus' name. Ready
Amen.
To recover all. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Brother Nate, it's time to recover all what belongs to us.
Amen.
As
Thank
sons
you,
of God. Sons of God.
Yes,
sons
Lord.
Of the living God. No, I don't want to be just be no member. I want to be what is called a call out sons of God. You take in
yes.
your place then. When you know
yes.
your position, in relationship,
yes.
the devil will respect you.
Yes.
You,
Thank you
will be given the convincing power. But you must
yes.
know your relationship, not to the church organization, but to the head of the church.
Yes.
I said the head.
Amen.
I didn't say the church. I said the head.
Yes. The head.
The chief
yes.
cornerstone.
Yes.
The shepherd of the, whom the church
shepherd.
Is built on. The cornerstone.
Yes.
Do you understand yes. that now? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He's the stone that the builders rejected. And many of them are rejecting him today. They want everybody to be the head. The church be the head, the priestly to be the head, or this would be the head, or religion be the head. But no, Jesus is the rock and the head, and the Holy Ghost is the ground which is built upon. Now,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Our convicting must be, we must know who we are in him.
Mm-hmm.
Read this scripture,
yes.
John 1 and 12.
Yes.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to
yes.
them that believe on his name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
But
yes,
as many
Lord.
As received him, to them gave he
Thank
power
you.
To become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
Amen. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Do you have the courage and faith to agree with the word? And have we the courage and faith, the audacity to stand forth and boldly say and declare and stand on it? I know whom I believe. I'm persuaded. I'm fully persuaded.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not afraid to declare my righteousness and my plan and my place in him. I am the redeemed. I am the redeemed. I don't care what you say. I am the redeemed in Christ. I am the redeemed.
I am the sons of God.
See, you can't take faith until you know your position. You can't take courage. You can't take the land. You can't take the nation until you know who you are.
Yes.
Because you can't take any ground, no dominion, until you know who you are in the kingdom. You can't take.
Yes.
You got to know. You got to agree with that. You got to declare that. You can't go forth until you declare what you believe in your heart and convict in your heart, because you won't be able to go forth. Read on.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Amen.
In
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. Romans 8, verse 9, 8, 10. You must declare. You must know.
Yes.
You must be in agreement with what the Lord God says before you can go forth. Read what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Romans 8.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is not of him. And
that's the first thing you
got to
spell.
Yes.
And if Christ be in you.
If Christ be in you.
The body is dead because of sin.
Yes.
But now, here is the cornerstone.
Yeah.
He is the chief cornerstone of faith. Chief cornerstone of your faith and your courage. Here is where you have to be seated and settled and grounded.
Yeah.
I'm a Protestant. I'm a Baptist. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's nice. I mean, you know, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Catholic. I've been joining this. I've been baptized. I've been this. Oh, that's nice. But, brother, you're not going to win the nations. You're not going to conquer the enemy's territory. You're not going to set the captive free. You don't know yet who your position is that gives you the victory. And your faith
uh-huh.
will not propel until
yes.
you declare this.
Yes.
I know.
Yes.
Read that.
Yes,
somebody else read that.
Mm-hmm. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwells in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his.
Mm-hmm.
Now if Christ.
Yes.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
Who are you possessing? Not your righteousness.
Uh-huh.
That's unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
That won't get you anywhere. You can't stand on that.
Mm-hmm.
You have
have to declare his righteousness is in you. You have to, and you have to believe that. You can't just feel that. You got to believe that before it become a reality. He didn't tell you to feel it. He told you believe it, and you shall have it. And say so, you shall have it. And you confess so and believe so, it'll be yours. And you have to declare this by faith. You have to declare this because it's true. Well, this is what how faith works. The faith of God. Read on. Read on.
But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together.
Amen.
Listen, when you come into the revelation of the truth of who you are in Christ, you're going to suffer from church tradition and opinion.
Yes.
You got to be willing to allow Christ and his gospel be your head, not to men, not church tradition, not policy, not thoughts of people, because you can't possess the kingdom. You can't possess the things of the kingdom until you do. You can't possess of the things that God belongs to you. We can't possess them until we know this and declare. If you begin to declare who you are in Christ, I hear people, good people, wonderful people, and they have not come to this. That's why they can't possess, they can't convince the world yet. They are afraid. That's why the women were made to rip to be a part of the kingdom. What he says, you are no longer, but you are heir. Who are you talking? You are adopted. You can call yourself. I say you can call yourself. Don't worry about what people say. Don't worry what church tradition says. What this is what I say. Don't quench what I say and replace it with some opinions of a church who are not founded on my foundation. They may be built, but they're not building up on the foundation. You can be established, but you got to build up on the sure foundation. Don't you know we got to possess the kingdom and possess the world and convince them?
Yeah.
You think why they don't know about the Christ of Christ's blessing? Because we don't yet know.
Yeah.
Ooh. You can't have the faith to do it because you don't yet know. You haven't declared it to have it, to possess it. Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
If Christ be in you, notice he didn't ask you what religion you are. He didn't ask you about whether you baptized or you joined, was you an usher, was you a good person. He didn't say anything about that.
No.
The devil's not impressed with your credentials until you show him.
Amen.
I said the devil's not impressed with your credentials until you show him that you are a son.
Amen.
I know. Okay. We're about to close.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord.
He's not going to shake and tremble. He's glad.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. We just, you all have the last couple of minutes. We got, what, 5 minutes left, Brother Nate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, sisters. Sister. You all have the last 2 minutes.
Amen.
Go ahead.
I thank the Lord for I thank God for his word because his word is true. His word is power. And, you know, and I thank the Lord, for this little testimony in 1998 when I was really going through, and I know Brother Lee, he gave me some scriptures, you know, to stand on, and I'm a living witness concerning the Word of God, and how I have to get up every morning, and I will encircle myself round about in the Elijah's messages in my bedroom floor. And I will stand up in the middle of them in the morning time, and I will get that word of God, and I will speak that word of God out loud, and till that word of God begin to manifest and prove itself real, you know, in my life.
Amen.
And I had to come to realize that the word of God to me was yea, yea, and amen. And I had to take on that word, because that was the only thing that was going to deliver me and set me free. No doctor, no medicine, no nothing could not set me free from what I was going through. And when my feet would hit the floor in the morning time, I would meet the enemy face to face. And he would come and he would press up on my left shoulder. And he would catch my ankle and would just squeeze the life out of me. And I'm telling you, and I have to, like, stream that word up to the top of my voice, and to the Lord Jesus Christ. And one day, you know, I was praying, and I just started running. And my sister, she said, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me." And I would go to her house 3 times a day, and I would lift my hand, and I would pray, and I would cry mighty unto the Lord. And when I would get through praying, I would be wet from my head to my toe. And I would would have to come and change clothes. And this one day that I was standing up in her living room, and the word of God had took hope in my life. And it had become real.
So once again, for Brother Nate, Brother Lee, Sister Anderson, Sister Tig, we love you all. May God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.